Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to an episode of Love, Growth, and Freedom with Adrienne Duarte. So, welcome back to this episode of trying to discuss the lessons that I've got from moving away. And in this episode, we'll talk about how I navigated through a lot of my emotional challenges, like the emotional crossroads of me feeling the struggles of moving away from home. And it's a big thing to talk about because we all know this. A lot of the Filipino families we know have someone moving away overseas to find a better future and also be able to support the family better. And it's like a normal occurrence in a Filipino household. Like in my family, firsthand experience, I've got my aunt who moved to the New Zealand, and I've got my godmother who's in the UK. So they both had to leave in order for them to find a better future for them and build a better life for them and their family. And it was a decision not because of just a basic want, but it's most of like necessity, because it was really hard to build up a life in the Philippines for them. And now it also passed on to me, because as a teacher in the Philippines, it wasn't easy. And I know it's not easy here as well, because experiencing it now, it's not that easy as well. But it does pay a lot more than what I used to earn in the Philippines, and it actually allows me to live decently with what I earn. So I really am appreciative of that, but I see the disparity and I see the reasons why a lot of us have to move away. And, you know, moving away for me wasn't that scary at the beginning, because I was more excited about my growth and how I am going to face new challenges in my life and how I could use this opportunity to reinvent myself and learn more about myself if I am taken away from my family and my friends. But that is also the biggest struggle and downfall that I felt, because I missed myself. I missed my old self, and I missed my friends and my family that I used to see, sharing the same cultural experience, cultural background, and having the same jokes and having the same experiences to share together. And especially because I grew up with these people. I grew up with my mom, my dad, my family around me. But not having them around now is a struggle, because it makes me feel a lot more alone, and it makes me feel a lot more like responsible for myself, which is a very hard thing to have already as an adult. Even if I was at home, I know it was already hard being an adult, but being an adult away from your family and the friends that you knew growing up was hard. And also at the beginning of it was difficult for me, because it was difficult for me to connect with a lot of people again because of the culture shock and the adjustment to the new environment and the way that I was going to do things in my life. You know what I mean? So it's a really big thing when we talk about the emotional crossroads when it comes to moving away from home, because you are divided into two things, you know, not two things, but you're divided and conflicted with two feelings, like the anticipation and the excitement, like the anxiousness of moving away and the excitement of actually moving away. And I remember, like, recounting the story. I remember that I got my visa on the 20th. No. On the 8th of August, 2020. And that was still the height of the COVID pandemic. So I got the visa, and I was excited that I was approved and I was preparing myself to go. But I was also sad that I had to wait for a few more months, or actually I waited for 2 years before I was able to actually leave and move to Melbourne. And during those moments, I was excited because I was excited to see how I'm going to be away from my family and my friends. I was excited to reinvent myself. I was excited for the growth. I was excited to learn new ways to teach children and actually learn new skills when it came to my career. And most importantly, I was so excited of advancing my career in that field, because I really love my career as an early childhood educator. And I was preparing myself mentally for the challenges that I'm going to be facing. I was preparing myself and my emotions to untether myself from the current place now and be able to have a strong mindset when it came to the challenges that I'm going to have, like, you know, the financial struggles that I'm going to have, preparing myself of how I'm going to present myself in applying for jobs. I prepared myself in dealing with my emotions, the big and the small, and making peace with a lot of my things in the past in order for me to be able to look forward and grow and take my steps into becoming the person that I want to be. And amidst all that, even if I was excited, I was also anxious. I think the anxiousness stemmed from the fear of missing out on the people that I used to grow up with, or I used to be with back at home. The fear of missing out on my family gathering events and being a part of their lives. I think that was the biggest thing that I was just more anxious about, that if I wasn't home, if I wasn't hanging out with my friends and with the people that I used to be with, that they would forget me, that their lives would be moving forward without me, and that my life will be moving forward without them. But now, like 1 year and 8 months in, I know that it's not true, but I still fear of missing out because I still see my friends gathering together, partying together, enjoying Halloween together, doing our traditional stuff, and I'm not there. I really have a big FOMO of that. And then with my family, I see them going out, hanging out for dinner. I kind of just miss being around them, and I miss being a part of their lives, which makes me feel really, like, sad and hits me hard on days when I don't feel great with myself and don't feel great with what I'm doing and how I'm performing. And I know that all these feelings will pass, but those were the feelings that I was going through right before the moment that I left. And I think the biggest thing also before I left was I wasn't able to have proper farewell rituals. I didn't have the despedidas that I've wanted. I only had a few moments to spend with close friends of mine who visited me and said their farewells. And my closest friends, I only got to spend one night with them after my PCR test, because during that was still like the end of the COVID pandemic, like towards the end. So I was still trying to be safe and away from COVID, because if I did, my flight would have to be deferred. I had to do some things differently because I wouldn't be able to fly out on my desired date. So I was trying to be extra cautious. So I was able to just see a few of my friends and spent most of my time with my family, which is also great. But I wasn't able to say goodbye to my old past self. And I think that was also one of the things that I missed most, is my old self, what I used to be, what I used to enjoy, and who I used to be with, are things that I was like really sad about leaving. So those were the biggest things. But as I moved forward, like the first few months that I had here in Melbourne, take note, actually, the biggest thing that I would also think about me moving to Melbourne is that I didn't really know much about Australia. I knew about koalas, kangaroos, and probably Steve Irwin, but I didn't know much before I moved. So everything that I knew, or everything that I know now, is born out of me just experiencing life here and putting myself out here. And, you know, I, coming into that, I didn't really know much. So that was also a big thing that adds up to my emotions and how I had to navigate through all these big emotions of moving away. The first few months were great. I was actually ready and grinding and hustling. So I really just felt the need to survive. I was filled with this energy of, come on, chop chop, let's get the ball rolling. You know, I had to sort out all the adult stuff, got my, you know, tax file number, I got my bank account on the first few days, and I was able to immediately start applying for jobs, handing out my resumes in store physically, just because I needed to find a job already and get myself going and set up in this new place and new life and environment. So in the first few months, I didn't really feel all those anxious emotions and being homesick, but I felt more of the excitement of becoming this new person, becoming this person that's growing and advancing my life and career, and also advancing my personal growth to new heights and levels. And of course, after a few months, I started to feel my homesickness. I started to feel missing my old parts of myself and my old life. I started missing my mom's cooking. I started missing seeing my grandparents almost every week. I started missing my friends and the jokes that we'd say and the way that we'd hang out in random group calls or just a random hangout. Why don't we have coffee today? I miss those. And I think vividly I remember this hit me so hard during the holiday season last year because I didn't get to celebrate a lot of things the way that I used to. And it was such a big shock to my system because I didn't get to have my family picture with my family and saying Merry Christmas from my family to yours. I didn't get to go to Christmas parties with my friends. I wasn't able to catch up with friends that I usually catch up every year with. Like, there are so many things that I do during the holidays that I wasn't able to do when I was here. And I was telling that to my partner, and that's how it felt. And my partner was just very supportive. Liam has just been loving and sweet and caring towards me. So he's made me feel not alone, of course. And he's brought me into his family, and his family really treated me like one of their own. And they incorporated me in their own Christmas traditions and all that. So it was beautiful. But still, even if all the good things were happening, I was still feeling a bit of that FOMO or homesickness, because again, nothing beats home, to be fair. So those were what I was feeling. And I was in those moments, I was also starting to like think about my decisions. Why did I even do this? Can I really do this? So my self-doubt was seeping in. And apart from that, I was also very exhausted with the job. Doing studies and working at the same time has been depleting a lot of my energy. So those were the feelings that I was going through. And mind you, I prepared myself for 2 years, mentally, emotionally, and everything. But I was never prepared of the magnitude of how hard it actually is to be away from home. Like, I knew it was going to be hard. I kind of known it. I've listed the ways that it could go wrong. I was really risk assessing everything, and I knew what I was getting myself into, but I wasn't prepared for the magnitude of the feelings that I'd be feeling when I moved away. And I remember getting moments of just being so exhausted, and sometimes I was financially struggling, asking help from my parents, and like getting into, like, I got into a car accident last year. I had to do a root canal, emergency root canal, and these were all expensive, and I was struggling financially to meet these, and I was having to do homeworks after homeworks, and my job is so demanding that I'm always physically tired every day. And I remember I was just feeling like I really just can't do this anymore. Like, I would have days where I felt like I just want to be back home in my bed, sleeping and waking up to my mom and my dad and just working as well. And I like working and seeing them every night, telling them about my day. It's a really big change, because now that I moved away, I have to be responsible for myself in a whole lot of sense that I wasn't really prepared for before. Or even if I was prepared, I wasn't just really prepared of how hard it was, you know, and how lonely it could feel without being with your family and your friends. So it was, and that was like the biggest hit to me. And I remember so hard breaking down on that. And even if I don't break down, because sometimes I don't really have the time to break down, I have to maintain everything and my responsibilities as an adult is hard, but I barely break down. But when I do, it's just a accumulation of every emotion that I've had about being sad, missing my family, and all that just comes crashing down, and I just break it down and cry. And I let myself, because it's a valid feeling, and I allow myself to feel that, because missing that does not mean that I'm not grateful for what's happening with my life right now. Missing my old self and my old life and missing my family and friends does not negate anything good that's been happening in my life recently. And I'm very grateful for that. But there's just that level of, I miss that. I miss being with my family, I miss being with my friends. Being homesick is a normal thing to go through when you move away from your home country. But you have to understand that there are also different ways of reconnecting back to them. And, you know, the way that I actually tried to cope with my homesickness and loneliness is I tried to connect. I tried to put myself out there more. And I genuinely tried to build relationships with people around me little by little, you know, starting small talk and all that, being interested in their life and just really trying to find common grounds where we could connect as people. Because part of that, I remember at the beginning, it was hard to connect with people because of the difference in culture and the background and how we all grew up and the cultural experiences we've had. But I was able to get through that because I was able to put myself out there. Because of the shadow work I've done within the past 2 years, I was secure about myself and I was ready to actually put myself out there. I was prepared to put myself out there no matter what the results would be. I was more engaged in the processes of connecting with people. But the coping mechanisms that I had with my loneliness and homesickness was finding a way to reconnect with my family and my friends in an innovative way. We have technology now, you know, calling them once in a while, being able to give life updates, just sending it into group chats, being engaged with their lives even from afar has helped me cope with my loneliness and homesickness. And I'm not really an emotional person, if I were to be honest. Like, I don't really call my parents all the time or whatever, but when I do, I just make sure that they know that I miss them, that I love them, that I miss being with them. I remember when I would call my grandparents and they would say, "We're always praying for you. We hope you're fine." I remember just crying and breaking down. Oh my God, just thinking of my family just makes me cry at the moment. But I remember crying every time I called my grandparents and I would just say, "I miss you guys so much. I really do. And I just, it's just hard here sometimes because I don't get to see you. You're not just a drive away. You're not just a call away because we've got time differences too. So I have to schedule them." It was hard. So my coping mechanisms there is just really engaging with the people around me and connecting with myself and connecting with other people and connecting with my family and my friends back home. And just being able to express what I feel about missing them was also a big thing for me to cope through my loneliness and homesickness. And other than that, we talked about connecting with people. At the first few months, I had a struggle connecting with people deeply. As a person, I love deep connections. I love deep and meaningful conversations. But whenever I tried in the first few months, it would be met with small talk. It would be met with, "Oh, let's hang out," but we would never really push through. So I decided that I would take the reins on that one and I would connect with people and genuinely say, "Hey, I would like to have lunch with you or coffee with you to connect with you. Is that okay?" And we would, and then that's how my friendships began. But initially it was difficult because of the cultural differences and the cultural experiences that they've had. The biggest struggle I think I remember is that a lot of them would know each other from schools. They knew that they came from this school, or they knew that they knew this suburb and I didn't. They know this bar that they go to every time in a certain suburb in the city. They know this place. I really didn't have that cultural connection with them yet because I wasn't here long enough to understand all those different cultural stuff. But the more that I got into that, I understood how to connect with them. Because I remember the biggest cultural shocks that I've had here was, first of all, driving on the right side is also a big thing. So like, we drive in the left side, now they drive on the right. I had to learn how to drive on the right side and I had to take the test. So it was a really like struggle for that part. But also it was the colloquial words that they were using, like servo for service station. They use petrol for the gas in our car. And they also say arvo. They say, "How you going?" They really just had different ways of saying things. And some of the languages that they use or how they construct their sentences have been also different for me. So I had to like be able to learn those ways in order to connect with them more. Like, "Yeah, nah, nah, yeah," like all those kinds of stuff. They were hard at the beginning, but I was fortunate enough to land a job at Telstra, which is a customer service job. So I was able to catch on to it quickly because I was trained in it. I was practicing in it. I was handling customers and dealing with them and their concerns properly. So it was a good training ground for me. So I was fortunate enough to have a job in that area that was able to help me with my cultural shock and adjustment. But I feel like it wouldn't be the same for everybody else. But my biggest tip when you're navigating through these cultural differences and adjusting to your new lifestyle is lean into yourself more. I think that's what I also did. I leaned into myself more. I was more proud of myself and my heritage and where I came from and what I'm actually doing here. I would say that I'm a student. I'm studying early childhood education certificate and diploma here, and I would love to work in my industry. So when I did that, one of the people in Telstra used to work at a childcare and she recommended me. Hence, I'm in my childcare now. So it's a domino effect of a lot of things. But I leaned into myself more. I wasn't afraid of being who I am, wasn't afraid of saying where I came from, and I wasn't afraid of sharing my experiences, even though it's not the same cultural experience that they had. I would try to connect, like I would think of something. Let's say if they talked about high school or they talked about this exam that they take at the end of their high school time, like the VCEs, I think, I'd relate that and say, oh, we don't really have that, but we had these kinds of tests. Is that something like that? Or is it like SATs, like in the States? So I would try to connect, and I try to still connect with that cultural difference in my own relative experiences. So those are one of my few tips. And adjusting to a new lifestyle, once you leaned into yourself, you actually still lean in on your interests and your hobbies. And when you do, you actually get to make new friends, and you get to make routines for yourself away from home, which is something that you all could do and we all could do when we are put in a different place. Just find like a favorite spot that you like, find a favorite cafe, a favorite store that you always just visit. Just find something that you could call a bit like, oh, this is my favorite spot, this is my favorite thing to go to, favorite thing to do, so that you kind of feel like you're nesting. So I nested. That was like one of the biggest things in order for me to adjust to the cultural shockingness and adjustment of things. But, you know, it wasn't easy. And it wasn't also easy to create that sense of home here. And how I did it was just, again, leaning into myself towards my own feelings, being aware of my emotions, leaning in with my interests and hobbies and my skills, and being able to say, I can do this and I will try to do this. I would be able to do this if I learn how to do this. I wasn't afraid of taking my risks and taking my chances. So creating a sense of home for me was like a long process, but it became a fruitful thing for me. I had to create that sense of home in my new environment. Like, I bought plants to take care of, to make it a part of my lifestyle, because plants make me feel at home. I bought a journal so that I could journal my thoughts each and every day, and I found a time of day where I could include that in my routine. I moved into a place, and when I moved into this room in the suburb that I work in, I made sure I bought like a TV to make it homey. I bought a bean bag. I bought like plants to decorate my place to make it feel more like at home to me. And definitely, I brought like my comfort blanket as a child, so I hold that with me, so I still feel like I'm at home. So I have created that sense of home for myself. And definitely, because I have a partner now, we moved in together and we have our own home. So we decorated our own home, we bought our stuff together, we decorated the way we wanted it to, and we have our routines and the things that we do together that makes me feel at home. And my partner, Liam, makes me feel at home now. So it's really, really great. But it was challenging to begin with, but it was just doing it little by little and doing things in accordance with your being and your feeling and your soul. So when we talk about this more and all, reflecting back at it, there was a lot of transformative things that I had to go through in order for me to be in this state of mind right now, being able to share my growth and journey with you. But like the first few aspects of it is that when I opened up myself to people, that was hard. Like I actually intentionally went into this soft person era, being able to communicate my needs and my feelings a lot more. And what transformed me here more is the difficulty of the work and the job that I do is so hard. But knowing that I have all these team of educators with me doing the same thing makes me feel a lot more less alone and a lot more passionate with what I do, sharing this with a group of people that is passionate with what we do together. And also, you know, in order for me to embrace all these changes, I still had to find the time or this growth, the time to write down my thoughts and still create and still write. I still read a book. I still try to grow within myself. And acknowledging all these big feelings that come to me and all these big changes and all these transformation in my life and digesting it for me to be able to see what I've learned and what I've expected and what I've actually grew to be when I allowed these changes to happen. And, you know, for you guys, how you can do this if you're away from your home and your family, you are able to embrace this if you start just leaning into yourself a lot more, allowing yourself, your true authentic self, to shine through. Because one of the biggest benefits of moving away from home anyway is that no one really knows you here. No one really knows you in this new place but you. So you get to reinvent yourself and you get to define yourself and show people a different side of you that you've never really shown people, because you probably were thinking of prejudices that they have or whatever. But now that you're someone that they don't really know, you could actually reinvent yourself and change your persona into things that you want to be, not because you hate your old self, but you are excited to become the person that you're becoming and what who you want to become. So that's also like a beautiful thing to think about. So again, into this episode, I hope that I was able to help you out with dealing with like that big emotional chunk of a struggle when you move away from home, navigating through anxiety, excitement, and navigating through the cultural differences and feeling homesick, in a sense where I was able to impart to you great lessons. I hope that was such a, you know, I hope that this episode was able to give you a clarity of how you can connect with people of different culture, how you can connect with the people that you left behind at home and still be a part of their lives in a various multitude of ways, you know? So anyway, thank you for staying here with me throughout this episode, and thank you for coming along with me in this journey of reflecting on the lessons I've learned when I moved away. And I am so grateful that I'm able to still share this and do this with you guys. So thank you so much for being here with me. And I hope that you still, you know, keep up with me in the few episodes. I guess the next episode would be about how to actually make friends. Like, I'll share more in-depth information of connecting and creating more friends. Not just friends, but creating lifelong and meaningful connections with people in a new place, in a new country, and how you could actually put yourself out there more and allow your vulnerability to exceed you and connect, allow you to connect with people genuinely. So thank you so much. So if you have any other stories or questions you want to talk about moving away from home, you can send me a message or an email at adrianlimduarte@gmail.com. And also you can follow me on Instagram, adrian_drte. Follow me on Facebook, Adrian Lim Duarte. So you'd see me there and I'd be able there. So thank you so, so much for the time that you've given me. And I hope that you enjoyed this episode of Love, Growth, and Freedom with Adrian Duarte.